Time Warner Audiobooks presents Last Man Standing, written by David Baldacci and read by Ron McLarty.
Webb London held a semi-automatic SR-75 rifle, custom-built for him by a legendary gunsmith. The SR didn't stop at merely wounding flesh and bone. It disintegrated them. Webb would never leave home without this high chieftain of muscle guns, for he was a man steeped in violence. He was always prepared to kill, to do so efficiently and without error. Lord, if he ever took a life by mistake, he might as well have eaten the bullet himself, for all the misery it would cause him. Webb just had that complex way of earning his daily bread. He couldn't say he loved his job, but he did excel at it. Webb didn't dream often. However, when he did, his dreams were not kind. Despite having a gun welded to his hand virtually every waking moment of his life, Webb was not one to coddle his weapons, although several of his own kind talked to their guns as though they were alternative life forms, sheathed in steel, polyamide and hickory grips, with a tapped gas engine for lungs and an ounces-large chunk of steel-jacketed lead set on a powder primer for a brain. As though this soulless steel ally were somehow capable of commiseration when shots went awry and the wrong men lost their lives. Now that, Webb thought,